If you didn't listen to our trailer episode, Shortcasts is a podcast talking about Siri shortcuts. If you have a question about our episode or any question about shortcuts in general, just send us a DM on Twitter or a message on our Discord server and we'll answer it in the next episode.
If you have something you're extra curious about, we could have you join us on the show through some live questions or walkthroughs.
Today, we are going to cover basic automations and their triggers.
Automations? What are those?
For those that are unaware, automations are a way to schedule or automatically trigger a shortcut to run.
That's right. They can be triggered based on a number of different items and also from other apps like Toolbox Pro and Pushcut. There is a section for automations.
If you haven't looked into the automations section of the Shortcuts app yet, we will talk about the creation of some basic automations and we'll post a tutorial over on the YouTube channel.
There are quite a few triggers to choose from here between time of day, alarm, or when alarm is dismissed, location-based, arriving, leaving, before commute. Looking at the Shortcuts app,
automations can be triggered by other actions as well, like CarPlay disconnection and connection. I actually worked together with a Reddit user on a shortcut which helps with driving automation and navigating you to different calendar appointments that are coming up next. Automations have the ability to be triggered when airplane mode is disabled or enabled, and when you connect to certain Wi-Fi networks. Bluetooth connections, do not disturb being enabled, low power mode, NFC tag being scanned depending on your device, and finally trigger when opening an app of your choice. We will have an episode coming up soon about NFC.
Pushcut, as mentioned before, is a handy companion app for shortcuts, automations, and helps to better schedule automation items. In practice, these are more consistent than the standard library of automations, but the standard automations are still very useful.
Miroslav, what kind of automations do you like to use?
Yeah, I like using NFC tag with my Hue Lighting. So like when I scan my phone on one NFC chip, it basically turns the light white so I can like read and do school stuff. And then the next one is like dimmed for sleeping and other stuff.
Oh, yeah, that's perfect. It's a good use of them. Yeah. I have a couple that I've used as well. One of the shortcut that I mentioned for automated navigation to appointments, we basically were designing that so that you could scan an NFC tag or use CarPlay automation. So I was using CarPlay automation for a while with that. And I tried to program the NFC automations for a few different things, like you mentioned with light bulbs and a few other smart devices I have at home.
Yeah, that's cool. I can like the NFC chips, and just like a small Easter egg, you can use it with your debit card.
Yeah, they work perfect. I know there's a few hotel keys that I have that I accidentally kept, but they work with NFC as well.
Yeah, NFC tags are amazing in my opinion.
There's a new feature, I think, in Pushcut now. Did you say that you've used that one already?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. I don't know a whole lot about it, but I know it's an automation server that's supposed to help with actually running shortcuts without needing interaction.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, we'll have to, maybe I'll dive into that a little bit more after this episode and see what I can find out. So one of the good practices I always try to encourage people on Reddit or anybody that I know that's using shortcuts is to think about how they're integrating their shortcut with the automation. A lot of people make a shortcut instead of a trigger for the shortcut, which is fine. the automation, I like to first debug my shortcuts and then call the shortcut with the automation instead. Is that kind of how you've been doing it as well?
Yeah, I was like just, you know, doing the what versible thing, just scan.
With the home automations, I haven't really dove into those much, but have you done, I know you said you're activating some lights with your NFC tags. Are you doing that mostly with the NFC automation or?
Then scan it again and run the action. So I was like, I'm lazy to do it.
Yeah. Anything with the home automation portion?
On our cottage, well, I have the Philips Hue motion sensor. So when we're like putting the sensor in like the main room, so if anybody comes, it will just light up the whole room, set it up. When I come back from home automations, they're great.
Yeah, that's really nice. I haven't really looked into them a whole lot yet, but I know there's some really good features. That's cool.
So basically it lights up and plays some music, so
activate the lights for you in that way.
Now let's answer some questions. Do any of you listening have questions about augmentations and the limitations or capabilities surrounding some questions, and we'll answer them in the next episode.
Received any questions yet?
Not that I know of, but maybe we need to email.
Good point. Let me check quick. I looked on the Discord server and user DJM looks like we do have some questions actually. So some other techniques that I like to use. For example, if asking about external tools to shortcuts that are used to figure out algorithms, things like whiteboard, Xcode, notes, etc. So personally, I do a lot of my algorithm debugging and setup within shortcuts itself, but I have done some checks within Scriptable and the Solo Learn app as well. Shortcut is long, say a few hundred actions, to be a bit time consuming to keep debugging the same section. So I may create a new shortcut, just try and test and see what's going to happen with certain actions, or if I need to build up a dictionary or something, I'll do that separately.
But as I'm learning JavaScript, I'm using the Scriptable a bit, but I kind of
use Scriptable or any external apps a whole lot for that. How about you, Miroslav?
Only the basics, so
yeah.
Any, because like, yeah, with the programming, coding. And, well, maybe in a few months, years, I can make something.
Okay. And it looks like another user here was asking about something. Super Velas asked, possible to make a shortcut that starts a VPN when you connect to a specific Wi-Fi network? I've looked into this before. And from what I found, it's not possible for shortcuts to trigger VPN connection. I don't know if you've tried to look into it at all on your end, Miroslav.
Well, I think you, if you have NordVPN, I think you can like create, connect to Wi-Fi. It could trigger the, right in the VPN app, they have what's called VPN Connect, and it'll just quick connect you to the nearest scan, but I'm not sure. I'll try it.
Oh, yeah.
After.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think I remember reading something on the subreddit.
The one you choose, and I think it may work.
Yeah, I think that's a good spot to start for the VPNs for person then.
Yeah.
And also, we're asking if it's possible to make automations work automatically. Sometimes I get a notification saying, do you want to open XYZ app, instead of actually opening it. So I think that we kind of covered that a little bit with Pushcut automation server a bit further and see what that is supposed to look like moving forward. Right now, I think just in sort of a beta phase. but it's really into best ways, I think, for the automations to happen automatically. Now, I know that there are some that do work automatically, right? Like you use the NFC tags a lot, and those,
yeah,
as soon as you scan, they start working, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was another question here.
Yeah, the NFC tags, they are pretty good, cheap, so it's the best solution for automations, in my opinion, at least.
Yeah, I agree. The users or Rama underscore was asking about where shortcuts get stored. I know this question has come up a few times in the and whether they're stored in iCloud or if they're only stored on the device. And in short, they're stored in iCloud as long as you have it enabled, which most people should by default. We share them usually.
It's cloud and other people can't, like, yeah. I think like they are stored on iCloud because device or hard drive stored on iCloud.
Yeah, and it helps as well because if you have multiple devices, personally.
So
my only device that I can run iOS 13 on is my iPhone. But like you're saying, you have an iPad and an iPhone, so you can use both, right? Questions we have for now, but
yeah, that's right.
Makes it much easier for editing and combining your shortcuts together. Us some more in either our Discord server or on Twitter, and we'll take a look at them in the next episode.
Guts, have you been developing on lately?
I've been working on quite a few. I try to stay active in the subreddit, and so I end up with a lot of small shortcuts on my phone where I'm working on developing some things for people, but one of the big ones I've been helping out with is called weather. It's really for putting a weather snapshot of the upcoming week for high and low temperatures for the area you're in on your wallpaper of choice, either a screenshot or a photo. And then because of the limitations of shortcuts, you have to set it as your wallpaper manually. I was also recently helping someone with it's a pretty solid shortcut now, but there's still some improvements that I'm working on. So we'll probably be posting another update on that one soon. Data shortcut. And I found out that items, in this case, it was Mindful Minutes. They are logged as health samples, of course, but you can't retrieve them like you do most of the other items. Normally you can retrieve it as a value and it gives you back a number and some sort of unit. But in the case of Mindful Minutes, they get logged as a duration and the value is actually blank. So if you're working on any health related shortcuts and you're trying to say chart Mindful Minutes data or just log it in some other location, keep that in mind when you're trying to retrieve the data.
Sometimes data types can be different than another item of the same or similar. Yeah, that's cool. Great job. And it makes sense, but while getting there, it can be very confusing. I learned about the shortcut called Airbag. It's a great, helpful tool for running large shortcuts are shortcutting a lot of items. Helps to speed up things by running the shortcut you choose through a different shortcut. Airbag helps pace things up. Shortcuts doesn't have to render all the actions that are going on doing the things you program it to do. That is shortcut, but rather it can
Yeah, it's quite useful. One of the things that I notice is large shortcuts tend to slow down. So when you don't have to render all of the different actions and the animations that are happening with them, it runs a lot faster. I was processing a dictionary that had somewhere around 2,000 to 3,000 items, and it took a very long time, and sometimes the Shortcuts app would actually crash.
That is one of the greatest parts. You can pass anything into the shortcut, running your internet shortcut, then whatever the item is, photo, link, text or document, etc., gets passed into your destination shortcut.
It's hard to work on it, and Airbag came in very useful here. It was one of the worries I had with using Airbag at first when I looked at it, because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to use it as well from the share sheet to send, say, some text or a phone number into the shortcut that Airbag is going to end up running. And it works great. It just passes it right through without any problem. For the next episode, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out. This episode, we'll be speaking to Harley Hicks, the creator of Routine Hub.
However, we are not sure about the episode after that.